I'm taking you on a trip across Canada. We're gonna see the West Coast, the Rocky Mountains, the prairies, the Canadian Shield, and the Great Lakes. We're gonna go all the way over to the East Coast, and I want you to sit right here as we go on an adventure across Canada. Welcome to Medicine Hat, Alberta. Medicine Hat, Alberta. Medicine Hat. Sort of a strange name for a city, isn't it? Medicine Hat. Well, you know, I'm going to give you a tip about Canadian cities, okay? A lot of Canadian towns and cities are named after Indigenous things. The name comes from Indigenous languages, and a lot of people, you know, from Indigenous tribes here in Canada, even to this day, have names that have two words, okay, like Eagle Foot. Usually the names are something to do with nature, okay, like Eagle Foot. There's a city not too far away from here called Swift Current, and another city not far away from here either called Moose Jaw. Moose, right? The animal moose. Jaw. It's a bit of a strange name. Moose Jaw, Medicine Hat. Anyway, so I told you, remember back when we were in BC, I told you some of the names here in Canada of the cities and towns are a bit strange. So right now we are in Medicine Hat, Alberta. It's not too far from the Saskatchewan border. And take a look at this, guys. This is the world's biggest teepee. The world's biggest teepee. Isn't that cool? Just take a look at this. So what is a teepee? Do you know what a teepee is? Well, a teepee is a tent, okay? It's a tent that the Indigenous people in Canada used to live in here on the prairies, right? If you go up north where it's cold all year round, then those people live in igloos, right? You've probably seen a picture of an igloo. Well, here on the prairies, you know, a lot of the Indigenous people used to live in teepees, not like this. This is too big. Okay, and this one is made of metal. Usually they were made of like wood and buffalo hide. Remember the last episode in Drumheller, I taught you about buffalo jump, and they would use the buffalo hide to make different things and like a teepee like this. So they'd have wooden poles like this, and then they would cover the outside with like buffalo hide. I don't think I've ever been inside a real teepee in my life, but this is a big teepee right here. Have you ever seen something like this in your life? Have you ever seen a teepee this big? I wonder how tall that is. That's gotta be like, it's gotta be at least 20 meters. I don't know, maybe 60, 70 feet. I don't know how big it is, but it's big. Judging by my height, look how tall I am. Look how tall this teepee is. It's pretty big. Anyway, yeah, I just wanted to show that to you guys, and now we're gonna keep going on our trip over to Saskatchewan. Welcome to Saskatchewan. Look at this, Saskatchewan naturally. Look at that. There's a nice thing of wheat. What's it called? A bundle? A sheave? Is that the right word? A sheave of wheat? A bundle of wheat? There, you can see the Saskatchewan flag up there and the Canada flag. Wow, look at this. Saskatchewan, naturally. Hey, what's this? Look at that. It says, I love sluts. I love sluts. Do you know what a slut is? A slut is a prostitute. That's not good. Somebody vandalized this sign.
I don't know, maybe there are lots of sluts in Saskatchewan. I have no idea. I don't know why someone would put that sign there. I love sluts. Well, apart from that sticker, this is a nice sign, isn't it? Saskatchewan Naturally. I'm just right beside the highway. So this is the, you know, this is the border between Alberta and Saskatchewan. So now we are, I'm not sure where the border is. Maybe we're still in Alberta, but if I step on this side of the sign over here, now I'm in Saskatchewan. So there it is. Now look at this. The other side of the sign says Saskatchewan. Thank you for driving safely. Thank you for driving. Well, you're welcome, Saskatchewan. They thanked me for driving safely, so that's great. Let's see what this sign over here says. It says Saskatchewan, land of the living skies. Okay, take a look at this. Land of the living skies. You know, every province in Canada has like a slogan. I'm not sure if slogan is the right word. It sort of has a tagline. You'll remember when I was in BC, I think I told you, maybe I forgot to tell you, but BC's tagline is beautiful British Columbia. And that is so true. British Columbia is such a beautiful province. I wonder how many times I said the word beautiful when I was in BC. How many episodes did I make in BC? I think I made about 10 episodes in BC, and I'm sure I said the word beautiful a lot because it's just so beautiful there. And Alberta's tagline is wild rose country. Wild rose country. There are a lot of wild roses in Alberta. And Saskatchewan's is land of the living skies. Land of the living skies. Just look at this. Look at this sky, right? It's just big. Big open skies. Open prairie skies. Yeah, I wonder. I think it's alive. Looks alive to me. Beautiful living sky here. So, welcome to the land of the living skies. Just chowing down on a nice steak here, and I just realized it's time to take a look at the map and roll the dice. Where are we today and where are we going? Well, right now we are on the Alberta-Saskatchewan border. I just showed you the sign there. I thought it would be a nice place just to pull out my barbecue and cook up a steak. So let's take a look at the map. First, I need to find my stickers. Man, where did I put my stickers? Oh, where are you? Oh, I found my stickers. Okay, here they are. Okay, so let's take a look at the map. We were in Drumheller in the last episode, and right now, I just showed you guys the huge teepee and Medicine Hat. Right now, we are on the Alberta-Saskatchewan border here, and we are going over here to Moose Jaw. Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. All right, so I'll grab a sticker here and I'll put it right there. Okay, but we're gonna stop off in the Great Sand Hills. The Great Sand Hills, do you know what those are? Well, I'm gonna show you what those are. Just a really incredible place. So we're going to Moose Jaw, but we're gonna stop at a few places along the way. All right. Roll the dice. Let's see, what did I get last time? I think last time was a like. I hope my luck continues. Maybe this time I should just roll it. Instead of throwing it high, I should just like sort of roll it like a bowling ball. I'll bowl it and we'll see what happens. You ready? Here we go. Yes! Subscribe! Take a look at that. That's good luck. Whoop, there we go. All right, so welcome to Saskatchewan, and thank you to all my subscribers. I really appreciate all my subscribers for joining me this trip. It's a great trip so far, and look at that, we're almost halfway across Canada. Now we're in Saskatchewan, sort of right in the middle of the prairies. Just, yeah, really nice place. So let's keep going on our trip and I'll show you some more stuff.
Welcome to the Great Sand Hills of Saskatchewan. Take a look at this, guys. Tell me honestly, when you think of Canada, do you think of sand dunes? Do you think of a desert like this? These are called sand dunes. Look at all this sand, right? It's just sand. Wow. Did you think this place existed in Canada? Well, you know, there are a few of these places around the prairies here in Canada, and it's really weird. You know, when you come out of the Rocky Mountains, remember in the last episode, I talked about this. You come out of the Rocky Mountains and everything is flat, you know, just gentle rolling hills. And you think, oh, okay, this is the prairies. It's going to be flat for a long time. But then suddenly you come across the Drumheller Valley, right? It's just a crazy, crazy valley. And then when you're out of the Drumheller Valley, you keep driving, and then you think, oh, okay, it's going to be flat for a long time. Just, you know, prairie, fields, farms. And then suddenly you come across a place like this. And it's like, where am I? Am I in Africa? Am I in the Sahara Desert? What on earth is going on here? So it's just really interesting. Canada has some very different kinds of landscapes. So, I mean, this place, honestly, it's just a bit strange. It's cool. It's really cool that there are sand dunes in Canada. But when you think of Canada, you know, you probably think of mountains, lakes, forests. You probably don't think of sand dunes like this. So, yeah, I just wanted to show you guys this place because you probably didn't know about it. Let me know down in the comments. Did you imagine a place like this existing in Canada? You know, I've been to sand dunes in Canada before, but it still surprises me. When I see this, I'm like, this can't be Canada, right? It seems like I'm in Africa or something. But it's interesting. These are sand hills. Now, this area is pretty big. Now, not all of the sand hills are sand dunes like this, right? This is a sand dune where it's just sand. Whereas if you look over there, right, those hills have some, I don't know what to call it, like bushes, some sort of like underbrush. Is that the word? Undergrowth? Underbrush? I'm not sure. But that's really cool too. And right underneath the green, like the grass and the bushes, you find some really cool like juniper plants. I'm walking over there. I'm going to show you. Land of the living skies. Remember, Saskatchewan's tagline is land of the living skies. Just look at this sky, guys. Isn't that sky alive? It's just awesome. Yeah. So it's just a gorgeous day here. Beginning of July, and we're about halfway across, well, not quite halfway across Canada. When we hit Manitoba, then we'll be halfway across Canada. Okay, so you can see there's some grass growing out of the, you know, out of the sand dunes. I don't know, what's this? Some sort of a critter lives in there. I don't know if there's a snake in there or maybe a gopher. Okay, so take a look at these plants. Now, these plants have been in a few places, right? Across our trip, you've seen these already. They smell like thyme or maybe oregano or some sort of a spice like that. But take a look at these other plants, okay? Here we have some wild rose bushes, okay? Look at that. Nice wild rose there. Now, remember, Alberta's slogan, tagline is wild rose country. So, you know, there are wild roses in Saskatchewan and BC too. But I want to show you guys what I'm talking about here. It's just really, really interesting. These juniper plants. You know, I always thought juniper was a tree. You know, when I think of the word juniper, I think of a tree. But let me just go on to a place like this. Nice meadow here. Okay, so take a look at this, all right? Look at this, right? That's like juniper right there, right? smells so good. I love the smell of juniper. It's like fresh and have you ever smelled juniper before? It's so amazing. It's such a good smell. Okay, but this isn't a juniper tree. This is like, I mean, this covers the whole area. It's just growing on the ground. It's like a flat tree, a tree that just grows along the ground. And you can see the cool juniper berries too. Okay, take a look at all these berries, right? These like bluish white, sort of looks like a midnight color. Yeah, I would describe that as like midnight blue. Just really, really awesome berries. Juniper berries. Yeah. Wow. It's just, this place is just so cool. I mean, just take a look at that. It just grows for a really huge area. So I just wanted to come out here and show this place to you guys because, you know, it's just such a weird, cool, exciting, refreshing. It's fresh. The air here is just so fresh and it feels so weird to walk on sand, right? You can see underneath these plants is just sand. Like the road I drove on to get here was just sand. Just sand. Usually in Canada, the roads are, in the countryside, the roads are either gravel or dirt, okay? But it's just weird to drive on a sand road. It feels like you're on a beach, you know, just driving on a beach. So yeah, that's this is called the Great Sand Hills of Saskatchewan. If you want to Google it, like I said, there are a few of these places across, you know, there are a few of these places in Manitoba as well. Just sort of dry sandy hills like this, but yeah, sand dunes are really cool. You know, what you can do is you can get like a toboggan, a sled, or something to slide down the hills. I saw some kids before, they had like a toboggan. Do you know what a toboggan is? I don't know if toboggan is a Canadian word or if it's just a normal English word, but it's like a sled you can slide down. It's almost like snow, right? You can just slide down the hill, and kids have a lot of fun doing that. Hey guys, take a look at this cool thing here. Look at this. Look at all these boots. Have you ever seen this many boots in your life? Wow. Look at that. And there's my red SUV down there in the parking lot. So what are these boots for? What is this? Well, there's a sign down there that explains this. Okay, there was a guy who lived here who took care of these great sand hills his whole life. He lived here his whole life on a farm or a ranch. Okay, and he took care of this whole place his whole life. And these are his boots. Okay, so I guess all the boots he wore in his life. Isn't this beautiful? Wow, imagine living here your whole life on a farm, you know, just looking after the hills. I don't know what he did, you know, if he cleaned the place, made sure it was clean, maybe he built things, maybe he built the parking lot. I don't know what he did. But yeah, so this is to remember his life and sort of as a thank you for his service. The Great Sand Hills. All right, here's a sign, giving some more information about this place. So here we have geology and geography. Basically, it says this area is about 1,900 square kilometers. So it's pretty big, 1,900 square kilometers. All right, I'll take a picture of this and post it in the video in case you want to read it. Here it says sand dunes. Okay, this one says that sand dunes can move, right? The sand, the wind blows the sand and they move, not too much, only 7.5 meters or 25 feet per year as the wind sort of blows them and the sand dunes sort of roll away. I don't know where they go, but they move. Okay, here it's talking about the climate. Okay, the temperature ranges from minus 14 Celsius in January, that's the average, right? Minus 14 in January to plus 19 in July. So We're in July right now. It's nice and warm, although it's windy today. It's very windy, so it's a bit cool. Okay, here's it says land uses. Right, it talks about bison. Remember, in the last episode, I talked to you about buffalo or bison, right? It says millions of buffalo. Where did it say that? Oh, yeah, here. Okay, millions of bison grazing on the land. So there were millions. Wow, that's a lot of bison, you know, here in on the prairies. And this one, it says First Nations. Okay, so look at that. There's a bison there and some teepees. You like teepees? That'd be cool to live in a teepee, wouldn't it? Although, I don't know if they have bathrooms in there and running water. Maybe if a teepee had had a bathroom and running water and you could take a shower, that would be nice. But if not, it might be hard to live in a teepee long term. But yeah, the First Nations people, the Indigenous people in Canada used to live, you know, I guess here in the in this area, well, all across Canada, all across the prairies. Okay, now take a look at this here. These are some signs talking about the animals in the area, the plants, okay? Look at these nice flowers here. And what do we have here? Amphibians. What kind of amphibians do we have? Well, frogs and snakes, hognose snake. Okay, so some snakes, some frogs in this area, some insects. Ooh, look at that colorful insect. Wow. And up here we have some birds. Wow, hawks. I'm sure the hawks like hunting all the gophers and rabbits, jackrabbits. Hawks love eating meat, you know, hunting gophers, rabbits. I'm sure they eat snakes as well. I'm not sure. Maybe if a hawk is big enough, I don't know if it could hunt a deer. I don't think so. But here we got mice. I'm sure the hawks... Or what is this? This isn't a mouse. This is the Ord's kangaroo rat. Look at that, a kangaroo rat. Have you ever seen a kangaroo rat? That's so cool. What's this? Some sort of deer, gazelle. Okay, it says white-tailed deer and pronghorn antelope. Okay, so this must be a pronghorn antelope there. That's cool. We've got a coyote and some deer. What's this guy? Is this I'm not sure. I think that's a badger. I think it's a badger, but porcupine, maybe it's a porcupine. Porcupine also live, you know, here. You have those kind of animals in Canada quite a bit. Skunks, badgers, porcupines, hedgehogs, moles. I think I saw some mole hills around here. It's hard to know what animal lives. If you see a hole in the ground and a mound of earth, you know, you don't know what lives in there. It could be a badger, maybe. It could just be a gopher. Gophers always have holes, or a rabbit. There are a lot of animals around in this area. It's really nice, sort of a natural habitat for animals to live in, and really nice place to visit. If you come to Saskatchewan, you guys should come here to the Great Sand Hills. It's on the western side of Saskatchewan. But like I said, these areas are in different places. In Manitoba, there are a few as well. Anyway, I just wanted to show you guys this awesome place. I hope you enjoyed it. Oops. I just put my hand on the thorn bush. Roses have thorns. Did you know that? Rose bushes have thorns. Ow. Don't grab a rose bush. Anyway, hope you guys have enjoyed this area. Now let's keep going on our trip. Hey guys, I just stopped on the side of the road here to show you this thing here. I don't know if you know this, what it is. Let me know if you know the word for this thing, okay? I'm not gonna tell you, I'm gonna wait for you to guess, okay? Take a look at this, right? So the road comes from over there, and the road goes over there, and then, you know, suddenly there's a weird thing in the road, like this, okay? Metal bars going across, right? Do you know what this is? Have you ever seen something like this? Do you see this fence here? There's a fence there, and the fence goes over here on this side of the road. Take a guess. What do you think it would be for? Well, I'll tell you. This is called a Texas gate. A Texas gate, and it's to prevent animals, usually cattle, cows, okay? It's to prevent, like, livestock from crossing this, right? So cows cows can't walk on here, right? You know, I can walk on here because I'm smart, right? But cow hooves, right? Cows don't have feet, they have hooves, right? And other animals, you know, they don't have feet, so they can't cross this. So, you know, the fence keeps the animals in there, but for cars to go through on the road, you know, you don't want to have like a gate, like a real gate. It's really windy. I hope you can hear me. You know, a real gate, then you would have to stop your car, open the gate, close the gate. So this is called a Texas gate. You know, you just keep driving. You have to slow down because it's a bit bumpy driving over here. But yeah, you just drive over here, and it prevents the livestock from, you know, from walking down the road and escaping. So it's called a Texas gate. I just wanted to show that to you guys. See, here's a sign that says cattle at large. Cattle at large. At large means on the loose, right? Free. Right? Cattle are roaming around. This is like pasture land, I guess. So cows are, I don't see any cows here, but I guess there are cows here walking around. So the Texas gate prevents the cows from escaping. So just wanted to teach you guys that. Hey guys, take a look at this. I'm just outside a town called Success. Success! Look, Success, 1 kilometer that way. Wow, isn't that a cool name for a place to live? Success, Saskatchewan. Wow, I bet the people who live there are really successful. How would you like to live in Success, Saskatchewan? Wow, it's really windy. It's a bit too windy for me to live in Success, but maybe I should move to Success so that I'll become a more successful English teacher. Maybe I'll get more subscribers. Anyway, just wanted to stop and show you the name of this place. Well, let's keep going on our trip. All right, guys, I just got into my hotel here in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. I'm tired. That was a long, long drive. All right, so I just got my key here. Let's go in and check out the room. All right. Not too bad. Got a couch, a love seat there. Look at that, nice love seat. A couch for two people is called a love seat. Okay, we got a nice red or burgundy. Would you call this? What color do you think this is? Is it red? Is it maroon? Or is it burgundy? Let me know down in the comments. I think it's maroon. I'm gonna guess maroon. Okay, so here it is. It's really dark. How do I turn on? Turn on some more lights here. There we go. Okay, a nice bed, some artwork, another lamp here. Let's see if I can turn this guy on. How do I turn this on? Oh, maybe this. Oh, there we go.
Look at that.
Just booked this hotel. It was $58 a night. Well, welcome to Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
Call home, and on to Carolina, place where I was born.